Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Thanks again to the folks here at Circa. This has really been an amazing trip, and we love everything about Stadium Swim, where we get the opportunity to do the show from time to time, getting a chance to hang out with the staff here and learn more about sports betting as a lifestyle has been fun
as
well.
That's true, man. Robert, who runs all the audiovisual stuff, is an old school listener of The Score, a Southside guy. He brought a photo on Saturday.
He brought multiple photos.
He did. He brought one photo of you, a headshot of Lawrence Holmes that Lawrence had signed with hair, by the way.
Yeah.
And he brought another picture.
I actually still have hair. I shave my head now.
Pictures or it doesn't happen.
Okay.
It's
just that, you know, I would get the George Jefferson going if I. But I do still have hair.
Understood. So he brought that picture, and then he brought another picture of him meeting you with Dustin Byfuglien. And in that picture, he's holding the first picture of you, the one that you signed. So we took another picture on Saturday of you guys holding those two pictures. And I look forward to being back here in a few years when you can take another picture while holding the picture of you guys holding those pictures.
I enjoy the inception nature of that, and Robert's just a really good dude, and he's in charge of the screen here at Stadium Swim, and he like sent us the grid. Is just amazing. Like so yeah, I'm happy. I was happy to be able to hang, and I thought that was really funny. And the headshot of me is from when I was like 27. So I'm very young in that picture.
Yeah, man. I mean, this place is so amazing. Like, my brother-in-law was here with a few of his friends today, and he went to the game. And the first thing he said when I saw him here today is like, I should have just come here. I should have just come here and watched the game here instead of actually going to the game. Because it can be a hassle to walk across that bridge.
Yeah,
the limpers.
Well, matter of fact, that's the choice that we made.
Oh, it really is.
We were offered tickets to the game. We're like, nope. Actually, no, we'd rather stay here at Circa and watch.
Would actually rather stay here.
Yeah, and I had the chance to go work the game.
I know.
And I was like, I'm not feeling it. Like, it's just one of those things where I just wasn't like, because it felt better to kind of be around the Bearsdom that was going on around Circa.
Yeah. And then to watch the game on TV so we could take it in with them and deal with Archuleta and
Arch,
your guy Arch.
I will say that from the time that he started until now, I feel like Adam's gotten better, and I enjoyed a lot of the stuff that he did in the broadcast. I did think that he was spiking the football a little bit on the fourth down decision.
Yeah, well, he was, and it all starts because he kept disagreeing with fourth down math. With the fourth down math as obviously displayed in the modern NFL.
And especially by Ben Johnson coach teams.
Yes. And it's not just Ben or even, you know, Dan Campbell. I mean, look what Nick Sirianni does. Look at so many of these coaches out there. And it's a huge deal because, for instance, the stumble bum attempt that the Bears had, you know, that didn't work out, that was on third down in a situation where Ben knew he was going to go for it on fourth down. And he said so after the game. He said we were in a two down situation. So he doesn't mind trying a trick play, and neither do I, by the way, on a third down when you know that you're going to go for it on fourth down if your trickery doesn't work on third. It's like, that's just the way that the NFL is. And then, yeah, Tyler Butterball, Tyler Farringle. I moved it up, baby T, to the segment there. Archuleta patting himself on the back, and to your point, Lawrence, seemingly spiking the ball after the Bears held the Raiders to a 3-and-out inside their 10.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
At this point in the game, I think the right decision is to punt, but call me old-fashioned.
And the Bears are going to get the football back to Caleb Williams, down 5.
Much better to punt that ball instead of go for it on that fourth down for the Chicago Bears, wouldn't you say? Hindsight being 2020, 2015-ish.
That was some jag action right there. Was he Mr. Validation? That's our lane, okay? We are Mr. and Mr. Validation, betrothed and on the radio daily, 2 to 6. But like, because they stopped them and got the ball back doesn't mean it was the right call because you agreed with it because you're too old school to understand that the NFL is changing before your eyes, Arch.
Jag action, a new spinoff that will be coming to Paramount Plus and CBS
Jag
soon.
Action.
I was on the field yesterday after that game in Jacksonville.
Oh,
yeah, there's a lot of that going on.
How about that? Is Liam Cohen? That guy acts exactly like his team name.
It's a little Jag really action does. For you.
He's the Jags.
And that was another one of those examples of Robert Saleh talking about, hey, these guys are stealing signs, and they're really good at it. And they're doing it legally.
Sure are.
And it's fine. Like, we have to be prepared for that. And him being mad and going all Will Smith on Robert Saleh. And I will say this to Liam Cohen. You don't want them type of problems.
Those Robert Saleh problems?
You do not want those problems.
Those look like unfortunate and dangerous problems.
Yeah, you don't want them problems. And Robert knew he didn't want them problems.
Jacksonville's 3-1.
They are.
Yeah.
Duval.
Yeah. I mean, and they're running the head. They're running the hell out of the
Duval.
Ball. Is Jacksonville. Travis Etienne doing his thing. There's some weird stuff going on around this league, man. There is some weird ass stuff going on. They're only two.
Emphasis on ass.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah. Shout out to the Titans and Cam Ward.
Dude, Cam Ward.
I feel for that guy, man.
I still haven't heard the quote. I don't know what it sounds like.
It's even better.
It reads beautifully.
We got it in there, baby. T.
We do?
We keep in the book right now, we ass.
It's even better than it reads.
It's even better. And he went on.
We keep in the book right now, we ass.
That is the number one pick quarterback who on an 0-4 NFL team. And they just suck so bad. And play it again. It's glorious.
I mean, we keeping a buck right now, we ass.
We ass. We keeping a buck right now, Lawrence. We ass.
I like that kid, and I feel like he's doomed. I feel like he's doomed by that franchise.
Well.
And I like him a lot. And he might be a guy that can change culture because he did that at Miami. But I just feel like they're never going to give him enough of what he needs for him to succeed before he leaves.
Hey, man, the Callahan kid, right? It's the son of the longtime offensive line coach.
Yeah.
I don't even know which Callahan this is. Tommy? Is this Tommy?
From Black Sheep?
Tommy Boy.
From Tommy Boy.
Sorry.
I mean,
same
Tommy,
guy, though.
Right?
No, same guy, though.
Because this guy clearly should be driving around selling auto parts. I think it was auto parts.
Yeah, brake pads.
Yes.
Yeah, brake pads.
Selling to Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah. So that's it. Tommy Callahan. That's the coach. He's a fat guy in a little coat coaching football. That's what that guy's doing. But he already gave up play calling. They already did the move. They're four games in.
Yeah.
He already gave up play calling, and then they get shut out by the Houston Texans. I don't think that thing's going to work.
I saw Uncle Herm on SportsCenter this morning, and they were talking to him, and they were like, well, what would you have done? He's like, well, I usually walk the tunnel with the quarterback after a game, and we talk about what's going to be said at the podium.
Yeah.
And I let him know that all of the frustration that you feel, I feel it too.
Yeah.
And we can talk about some of this stuff in the meeting.
Sure.
We don't necessarily have to talk about it in public.
That's a really good thought by Herm. It's a really good thought. Yeah. Yeah, because you might want to wait. Hey, quarterback, come on over here. What are you thinking about saying? When you get to the podium,
how bad are we in your estimation?
Coach, I was thinking about telling people that if we keep it a buck, we ass. What do you think?
I mean, we keep it a buck
sometimes
right now,
meetings
we
are good. Meetings are good for flushing out things before you say them in public, as we were talking about with these guys last night. Yeah,
I don't think Tommy Callahan would have let his player do that. Where's David Spade to help out? He's the DC, right? He's a defensive coordinator.
No, he's got to be the offensive mind.
The young, quirky offensive mind.
Got the cool hair.
Maybe not the guy, but the guy that's carrying out the orders. The Declan Doyle, if
you
will.
The Declan Doyle, if you will. Oh, and I will.
I know you will.
There's a part of Ben that we need to discuss, and it's part of the personality, which I think kind of makes him cool. A lot of times the conversation about what a coach or a manager is becomes binary. Well, this guy is an analytic guy, and this guy, as Adam Archuleta would like to say, this guy's old school, and he does stuff with his gut. I think Ben is a good mixture of both of those things, and he actually spoke about it in the post game yesterday on choosing when to go with your gut with all the information that you have.
It's a hard one to answer right now, to be honest with you. I just, in the moment, it's just what you're feeling, what your gut's telling you is going to work. And so my gut was probably wrong a lot of the night. So it was good to see it come through. And really, it's a credit to those guys. I mean, they know we get down there inside the five. That's what we want to do. We want to be able to run it inside the 10-yard line. And I think they came through for us.
Yeah, man, and that's him talking about the end of that big drive and going with his gut to run the ball. And, it's a good catch because the question kind of caught him and he, like, had to just sort of honestly talk about it. He didn't like his gut the rest of the time. I think he said today that DeAndre Swift is not the problem in the run game. Whatever the problem is, and maybe he's intimating that it's him, maybe he's intimating that it's some of the offensive line and doing the tackle switch that he did in the game yesterday, having Ozzie out there and Benedet out there and no Braxton. Maybe that's going to help in that regard. I don't know. Maybe it's the type of run plays that he's calling. I think that might be what's going on. I hinted at it about Manungai because what was clear during that game and what made him going with his gut at the end that much more palpable to me is that he didn't trust their run game at all the way through that game.
They're trying short passes. They're trying screens. They're trying, here's DJ in the backfield. They're doing whatever they can to try and make this thing work because the old school way of making it work is not even close.
Absolutely, Lawrence. I wrote it down multiple times. They don't believe in their run game. And we were texting about it in the group thread as we watched it. They're running quarterback keepers. In just like straight up, let's line up and run it down your throat situations that you're supposed to be able to do. So he doesn't have a belief in it. And this is a guy whose offense is predicated by having that belief. Play action works because he runs the hell out of the ball. That's what he's done in Detroit the last 3 years.
I thought for sure because Max Crosby was trying to jump everything. Like he was not worried about keeping contained because he felt pretty good that if someone got by him, he could run them down. And in a lot of cases, he did.
Well, he had a tell that he saw in the film breakdown, and the tell was they couldn't block him.
Yeah, that was his tell, that no matter who they were playing at tackle, they couldn't block him.
Yeah, his first tell was they got an undrafted Canadian kid trying to block me.
I was wondering if they were going to be able to run a little bit of misdirection and get him and the defense flowing one way and then bring it back.
Yeah.
And I was kind of waiting for it because you could see it get set up. You'd be like, man, he is cheating. He's cheating. He's cheating. He's cheating. But they never quite hit him with it. because, you know, he was terrorizing them the entire game.
No, but they did. They schemed away from him, I think, in the second half because he was such a beast. I think they – I mean, didn't they? I think they ran at the other edge a little bit more.
He played pretty well, too, inside of this game. But, yeah, there's – the run game, that's that I would imagine that's high on the list of priorities for the next 2 weeks.
I think so. There's you know, when Ben talked to the team at the half and they were such a flat out mess in that first half, he stressed something to them, which he then expressed again after the game, and to me it's kind of like it's a mantra that I believe some of the players are beginning to embrace as well.
Yeah, it's easy. It's easy to get frustrated, but we don't panic. We just don't. It's not who we are, and that's not what we do. And so, you know, we have a three and out to start the game, I believe, on offense, and you know, defense comes through for us, and you know, they end up with four turnovers on the day, and we're not able to capitalize on those turnovers to the extent that we'd like to. You know, and I could see where either side of the ball would get really frustrated. I could see where the defense would get frustrated with the offense and the offense frustrated with ourselves. And, you know, that didn't happen. Everybody stayed the course. No one panicked whatsoever. I thought we came in at halftime. We hit that reset button. That's what we talked about. Take a deep breath and let's come out and play 30 minutes and find a way to win.
I mean, and Caleb parroted that. In his post game, he talked about Ben's calmness at halftime and said, quote, "That's not our brand of football," unquote. So, like, we don't panic. That's just it's not what we do. If you can say that and get your players to believe it too, that's a powerful thing.
Can I give away a headline for the Sun-Times or Daily Herald or Tribune?
Sure.
The next time the Bears win a game like this, Ben don't break.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. Can I give you one that our guy Daniel Van Kirk, who was sitting here watching the game with us last night, said?
No.
All right. Yeah, that's my mistake to ask.
I just gave you the Craig. That's all.
Yeah, he Craig'd me.
I just went with the Craig.
He counseled me.
Obviously, you can.
Josh Blockwell.
Oh.
Has anybody used that?
Yes. No. Several people.
Who?
The morning show.
Oh.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.